Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where it's a little bit warmer tonight, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping and a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, once again, our snow plow and sander drivers, because there's plenty of winter weather to talk about tonight, and we got another storm that's going up out of the south, up the east coast. Here we go again. It's going to follow pretty much the same track of the other one. We'll get into that in a little bit. But you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things we have to offer. All right, out there, California, and I think I'm warmer than he is tonight. I think. We got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Yay! All right, well, it's warm, but it's not that warm, so there they go. It's, let's see, it's 54 degrees. And one thermometer here, and 55 in the other one right here at the studio.
That's right. That's about 52 here where I'm at.
So I'm having a heat wave.
That's right. A tropical heat wave.
About time.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the, hold on a minute, something just moved here. Okay, and to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
All right, and we emphasize the two words, under God. Yeah, my computer just blacked out on me as we were in the middle of this. It's like, uh-oh, I must have hit something, and I didn't. It just had a momentary something or another, power surge or whatever. But anyway, because we rely on computers in this day and age, don't we?
That's right. Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start out talking about the Senate and the vote that they had tonight, because I've been telling people, and you've been listening, and you've been agreeing with me for the past couple of 3 weeks. We've had callers calling in, very concerned. Oh, Captain, they're gonna change the rules, and they're gonna the filibuster, and they're gonna do all these terrible things. And I said, no, they are not. Well, lo and behold, the Democrats tonight tried to use the nuclear option. Chucky Boy Schumer thought he had the votes. Guess what? He didn't have the votes. And he went down in flames with three major issues, 52 to 48 times three. That means Sinema and Manchin both came over to the Republican side of the aisle. And goodbye, Chucky Schumer. It ain't going to work this time.
Well, this is, you know, no less than a devastating defeat for Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. Of course, yeah, we predicted it. We knew that it was most likely not going to pass. but he went ahead to bring the votes up anyway. Perhaps, Captain, to try to come back later on and say, you know, we tried to save democracy with the Voting Rights Act, as they call it, but these people stood in our way and yada, yada, yada. That's exactly what he's going to do with it. But at the same time, it also shows just the abject arrogance. They just don't care that these things are not popular. They're not going to do what they say they're going to do, and people are rejecting the federalization of elections and all down the list.
Well, it was the Freedom to Vote Act, which we talked about at length until we've been hoarse and couldn't talk anymore, and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Those two, they weren't good for the country. They were bad. They were going to do bad things for our election system. The federal government was going to be in charge of elections, and that was the worst thing we could have done right there.
Well, of course. But also, Captain, you know, it's not out of the blue for certain senators of different parties to cross over and say, I don't like that bill. I'm going to vote against it, or I'm going to vote for it. You know, otherwise, all we have to do is have elections in all the states to elect, quote unquote, a senator. And then you just count the numbers every time. And whatever the president and the majority leader want, then it just gets passed. But see, that's not how our system works. You actually have people who have been elected to these offices, and they also have to read the tea leaves. Manchin knows what his constituency wants and doesn't want, and he's being vilified because he's actually doing what his constituency wants.
Well, here's the thing. Kyrsten Sinema started it out with her comment. She said, these bills help treat the symptoms of the disease, but they do not fully address the disease itself. And while I continue to support these bills, I will not separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division affecting our country. That was Kyrsten Sinema. Then you got Joe Manchin, allowing one party to exert complete control in the Senate without only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that's tearing this nation apart. Contrary to what some have said, protecting the role of the minority, Democrat or Republican, has protected us from the volatile political swings that we've endured over the last 233 years. Bravo, Joe Manchin.
Absolutely. And you know what, Captain, what the Democrat Party elite and the far left will say to that? They'll say, huh, what? I'm afraid it's just too thoughtful a statement and too right on with what exactly the Senate was designed to do. They won't like this at all, and they're just going to continue to rally and say, you know, they're trying to take your voting rights away.
I'll tell them to go get a job at another line of work. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, yes, it is a Thursday morning, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will do just that. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company. And you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that's there on the home page, and then you will see the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Now, that page is there for everybody that listens to our radio shows, okay? Everybody. The Radio Listener Specials page. Go over there. Open it up. You'll have about 150 items in there. They'll be reduced down anywhere from 50% to 75%. So you'll have 50%, 67%, and 75% discounts there. And you could really save some serious money. Now, in every case, you'll need to have a promo code. The promo code will be the word Captain. Very easy, Captain. And you can call them on the phone if you want to call them at 800-641-5459 and bypass the computer. So, and also, by the way, let's not forget that for the next 48 hours, they're marking down some more things, and you'll see them when you get over there. So MyPillow.com is the homepage. Promo code is Captain. Make sure you get into the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a page especially for the radio listeners to all the different programs that Mike is on, mine included. Promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. That's telephone number 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You have some breaking news, breaking legal news. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Just a little while ago, it was reported that Ghislaine Maxwell, who was recently convicted in the Jeffrey Epstein, basically, sex abuse affair and so forth, she is now officially requesting a retrial. after being convicted on several charges, including sex trafficking of a minor, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and the list goes on, of course. Now, the reason why this trial is being requested, or a new trial, she's yet to be sentenced, by the way. There's no sentencing date, as far as we know, at this point. But the reason they're asking for this is because one of the jurors, juror number 50, I believe, evidently had said that they had used their own history of being sexually abused to influence the jurors during the deliberation. And so once that came out, it was a foregone conclusion that they would either try to appeal or they would ask for a new trial. But here they are asking for a new trial.
Wow. Well, we'll follow that and see what goes on. But it wouldn't surprise me if she did not get a new trial. But it wouldn't surprise me if she did. So we'll see. Now, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer's nuclear option that he attempted last night marked the third time it's been tried in the last decade. The late Majority Leader Senator Harry Reid was the first to use it during President Barack Obama's term. That was for the presidential nominees, with the exception of Supreme Court justices, to get a bunch of nominees through. And then, of course, we had Mitch McConnell, the minority leader currently, used the nuclear option to lower the filibuster threshold for the Supreme Court nominees in 2017 when Democrats filibustered the nomination of Justice Neil Gorsuch. And I remember that. And you see how that worked out, right?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Now, despite his past use of the nuclear option, McConnell has given a staunch defense of the practice by saying he accused Chuck Schumer of a direct assault on the core identity of the Senate, that it would kill the character of the institution that he's supposed to protect and serve if they got rid of the filibuster.
Well, that's right. And again, the filibuster allows the minority, and Joe Manchin has spoken to this many times in recent months, it allows the minority to have, you know, some say in what's going on, to be able to try to block things, and to simply make sure that the any party that's ever in the majority, and it switches back and forth, that no party in the majority can simply run roughshod and pass a lot of things that really would not meet the level that you would want to have for it to actually pass the Senate. In other words, it becomes a bandwagon. It becomes a, what are we going to do today, without any real rhyme or reason? And that's one of the things the filibuster helps to stop.
Now, we have a situation developing in New York which is going to be interesting to follow, because it involves the New York State Attorney General, who was going to run for governor and then decided not to, Letitia James, who has charged in an explosive 115-page petition. Now, these aren't charges. These are just accusations, if you will, based on the information that she supposedly has. She's accusing President Donald Trump of lying about seemingly everything related to his business empire, from the value of his properties around the world to be able to borrow money on them, to objective facts like the size of his penthouse in Trump Tower, for the same reason, to be able to use it to borrow money based on the asset and the value. Now, I don't know if anything is going to happen here. I don't know if they really have what they think they have or whatever. There is such a thing as your properties do go up in value over a period of time, correct?
Well, sure they do, yeah.
So she may be talking about that and trying to put it, put a different emphasis on it, if you will. Don't know, but they definitely are trying, she is anyway, trying to go after Donald Trump for something they think he did wrong.
Well, right. You know, I think one of the red flags in this, Captain, is that it's everything. It's just, it's all, everything about Donald Trump is completely fabricated.
It is when it comes to his property and the evaluation on him. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, right. And so basically, I think that, as you mentioned correctly, these are not charges that have been brought. We don't even know if charges would actually even be brought. But it does, in fact, get this thing out there. It gets it out into the news cycle. It becomes another story about Donald Trump that seems not totally dissimilar to Russia, this kind of thing. And by the way, the Trump people have responded, and they've simply said the only person trying to mislead people in all this is Letitia James. So they're going to dig in, and they're going to fight this, and that's one of the reasons we have a legal system, obviously, in this country. So, you know, more information may come out about this, but if it comes to some kind of thing like subjectively valuing property, it may be pretty tenuous. In terms of whether or not you can say he got this because he said that. We'll see.
Now, the hip-hop culture is something that you don't usually look at as helping anybody out except themselves, right?
For the most part, yeah.
But the hip-hop star known as Cardi B has made a commitment, which includes paying all of the expenses to return some of the dead for burial in her native Gambia from that horrible apartment building fire where 17 people died. And Cardi B is also expressing her continuing support for the family still reeling in the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years. Now, that says that she's got a heart and she's using it for something other than all this vulgarity that we knew about a little while ago when it came to her name.
Well, you know, Captain, she's from the Bronx, Cardi B is. And this, of course, I believe this is where the devastating fire occurred. And so I think even the new mayor and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, I think, sung her praises, as it were, no pun intended, by you know, saying, look, you know, this is somebody who's coming in to help, and this is what New Yorkers are all about, just paraphrasing, basically. But, you know, it is a good thing, and if somebody has the means to do it and to help out other people, so I just say good for Cardi B.
Yeah. Now, we talked last night about our Florida agricultural secretary and current Democratic governor candidate, Nikki Fried, about her calling our great governor, Ron DeSantis, a Nazi, right?
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. Well, guess what she's doing now?
What's that?
She's now spamming direct emails to beg for campaign cash to veterans, to first responders, to Democrats, and to people that are independents. She's doing that on her own, which is, just, if you don't ask for the emails, it is called spam. But, of course, her disgusting attack on Florida Governor DeSantis, calling him Hitler, isn't helping her either with all this, because most people are saying she can go take a flying leap off a short pier.
Well, right. Well, typically when you start calling people Hitler, that means you have no gas in the tank. And then with the spam emails, that seems like desperation time to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and yeah. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's a Thursday, so that means Ron Edwards is around in hour number four. And that also means that every other week, Bo Browning is here from the National Aviation Academy. He'll be around, too. Meanwhile, here's Mark Walters.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation on Wednesday, snapping at a reporter who asked him about his speech in Georgia last week, comparing those who would push back against his voting bill to be on the side of segregationists.
you dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said.
And
that is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
In related news, many Americans give President Joe Biden a failing grade for his first year in office, according to a new Politico poll. It also revealed 51% disagreed with the statement that, quote, Biden is capable of leading the country. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. It's Jeff in Sarasota that made that for us. We appreciate that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my everyday regimen. I take it at least twice a day. Occasionally, I have to take it a third time. It just all depends on what's going on with me. And the other day, I did have to take it a third time because they took the soft cast off my left leg. And it was like, oh, my God, you want to talk about hurting. It really hurt for a while. I guess because my leg didn't know that it was free again. But anyway, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain right at the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins too. Now, all you got to do to find out more about this product and see all the different information about it is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. You go over there, you'll see the little tutorial. It'll tell you all about it, tell you how to order it. There'll be a link to click on to order it. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start to get it started, and that's all it costs you. If it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20, and that's it, end of story. But if it works for you, then you'll know what I mean. And I've yet to run into anybody that hasn't relieved themselves of some sort of pain by using it. So give it a try, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. The 3-week quick start's only $19.95. And welcome back, Kyle.
Yep.
Democrat Senator Brian Schatz explained why the filibuster is absolutely necessary to prevent the rushed garbage legislation. And he got up there and shot Charlie Boy Schumer right out of the water with what he had to say.
Right. And I think that at one time, he also talk about how, yes, the filibuster does create rushed garbage legislation, but that was, I think, back in 2017, under Donald Trump. But nowadays, of course, it looks like he might have changed his tune a little bit, thinking that it's not found in the Constitution anywhere and it's used to stop civil rights, evidently.
Well, he did not want to get rid of the filibuster. That was the whole point.
That's right. That's right. But for most of these politicians, though, especially on the Democrat side of the aisle, you know, they will – and didn't Chuck Schumer do the same thing? He railed against getting rid of the filibuster before, but now when it suits his purposes, he's all for it. And so, again, they keep showing us their true colors on this stuff. And the American people remember this. And I think that they're just kind of getting ready to, well, maybe for lack of a better expression, break up with the Democrat Party elite.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, the Los Angeles Police Department identified the UCLA grad student Breonna Kupfer's suspected murderer as a career criminal, Sean Laval Smith, who had been arrested for felonies on the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States. And he was out on $1,000 bail when he did this heinous act, stabbing this young girl to death. They caught him. They caught him, didn't they?
They did. Someone gave a tip. They found him sitting on a park bench or a city bench, basically. When police arrived, he actually gave them a false name, but they were able to determine his real identity over through fingerprints. The case, of course, is in – this is such a big spotlight, national spotlight on the death of this young woman. Just a terrible, terrible, horrendous tragedy. And the DA's office in Los Angeles, Captain, the Gascon's DA's office, they have put out a statement saying they're going to review the case as soon as it gets sent over to them. Hopefully there is so much spotlight on this that they can't weasel their way out of not bringing the full charges possible in this case.
Again, the guy was out on $1,000 bail.
Yes, that's right. And he's had numerous arrests, numerous. In fact, on the local news, they put up all the different mugshots, and he had, you know, many, many mugshots, it would seem, over years.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, habitual criminal, and, you know.
Never should have been out of jail.
Exactly right. And this young woman would be alive today, and she'd be living her life.
Well, let's talk about Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom, because restrictions, including the COVID-19 passes that they've got, the mask mandates, and the work-from-home guidelines are all going to be removed now in England, and that's because of the fact that the numbers have reversed themselves in England right now.
That's right. He was basically telling Parliament that the Omicron seems to have peaked in their country, and as these restrictions run out, the government is not going to enforce them any longer. They're asking for people to get come back from their homes and go back to work, basically, especially if they work in an office, and then also they're not going to require, get this, folks, a mask anywhere, by some
reason,
government, for any reason. That's right. So this is a major watershed. Now, Captain, I would ask you and ask the listeners, where's the United States in all this? Going the opposite direction, it seems.
And why is that?
Well, because they've got there's a political component to this. There's no doubt about it. And Joe Biden is just reeling. They're foundering so badly. He's trying to do something that, you know, makes it look like he's doing anything as president, especially when it comes to COVID, because people thought he's going to manage COVID better. At least that was the narrative. But of course, it's been worse. And Joe Biden, I think, is willing to do anything at this point to try to get a good news cycle. But that press conference, Captain, was not the way to do it.
Well, it's because of Joe Biden and also Dr. Anthony Fauci and the other people, the CDC director and all those different people that are just keeping a close rein on things because they're trying to keep that fear factor in there to keep everybody under control.
Well, sure, and to look to government. You know, as I was saying, people are kind of going to break up with the Democrat Party elite. Well, they're not looking to government for the answers. They're looking to themselves. They're looking to their own community. And I think that the Republicans and the conservatives are going to be able to come in 2022, this year, this election year, and say, look, you know, we've got to solve these problems. And we got to create the atmosphere where these problems can be solved. It's not a top-down government solution. That's the Democrat Party elite way of doing things. And look where it's got us so far.
Well, I had a discussion with somebody yesterday, obviously a Democrat, because they had their family in a restaurant where I went in to get something and take it out. I went in to order at the window, or at the counter, rather. And this guy looks at me and he goes, where's your mask? And I said, well, I don't need a mask. I said, this is not a business or a state where you have to wear a mask. Well, Dr. Fauci says that we all have to wear masks, so we're wearing our masks, and you should be, too. He says, I have a spare mask if you want it. I says, no, friend, thanks very much. I don't need it. I've been vaccinated. I got all my vaccinations. Plus, I've also had this, so I've got my immunity built up. And you have a good day and enjoy yourself, and I'm going to get my food and leave. And the guy said it one more time. Well, you know, you should be wearing a mask because you're putting my family at risk. And that's what he said. And I almost came over and said something else. I said, nope, I think I'll just be quiet.
Well, yeah.
Don't have to have a damn mask in Florida.
Well, that's right.
Jesus.
But do you see? Well, see, but that's the division. That's what they've been sowing. It's not even about public health, public safety, or let's all be in the same boat together. It's about the division. And this person starts coming at you by saying, well, Dr. Fauci says. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Fauci says a lot of stuff, too. But, you know, and the goalposts have moved since this whole thing began. So, you know, just because Dr. Fauci said it doesn't mean that it's the gospel truth on anything.
No kidding. No kidding.
You know, but, you know, people have to do what they want to do, what they feel is best for themselves, talk to their doctor. But it's when people have to become the mask police or they have to, you know, start criticizing you. You didn't do this. You know, you got Don Lemon on CNN. We're going to do things for the public good and so forth. You know, it's kind of a weird way of looking at all that now. People do want to do what's right for the public good. But when we start picking fights in restaurants because someone's not wearing a mask, that doesn't actually help the public good anymore.
No, here comes the music, and that means coming back from the music, we'll have the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so stand by. We're going to tell you about this system. Significant weather is coming across the south and the southeast, as well as going up the east coast for the next several days. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Kyle Warner, myself, the Captain's America Third Watch. Roll song.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Because we got a song called Born to Be Wild from Steppenwolf.
For adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go and make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
Oh, my. I'll bring Kyle into this. Okay, that decided to stop right there, Kyle.
It did. Well.
So much for that. But anyway, that was, and what I played that for is that was a 1969 program in England. You could have picked up the accent from the host. And he was saying, I've got the jolly good show song now here called Born to Be Wild from Steppenwolf and the way it went.
But anyway, that's one whale of a song. Okay, well, I'm going to read this weather real quick and then turn it over to you. We do have a lot to do with the weather, so maybe that was a blessing in disguise. Now, a wintry mix, folks, is expected to develop during the day into the night for the mid-Mississippi Valley into the middle Atlantic and southern New England areas. We've got a big, 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 strong cold front with moisture coming out of the Gulf. Going to bring this bad weather again up through from south to north. Now, one or more waves of low pressure is tracking east along this front, and it will likely bring areas of heavy snow and significant ice from South Texas. We're right now down in the valley, okay, down in the valley. They are having an ice storm, and they are also getting snow down there, down in the valley. Now, and that's unheard of at this time of the year, but it's happening. Now, it's going to be moving up through the Carolinas through Thursday night into Saturday morning, so things are going to get real dicey. And, Kyle, you got weather out west, so take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Well, we're going to start in the great state of New Mexico tonight. So if you're traveling between Las Cruces and Albuquerque, you're going to run into a winter weather advisory along I-25, especially as you travel through Williamsburg and a place called Elephant Butte. So you want to be careful of that. And further on up I-25, as you get into Colorado, in the area of Colorado Springs, we've also got a winter weather advisory along I-25. Now, here's the thing about that, that there's also the possibility of freezing fog developing there, so you want to be aware of that as well. Up in northern Montana tonight, winter weather advisory covering a lot of northern Montana and northeastern Montana, and this is going to be in the area of Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2 up there, so do be careful there. Wind advisory near Bozeman along I-90, and then also winter weather advisory around Great Falls, that, of course, coming along I-15 there, so you want to be aware of that. Now, also, as you head on over into western Montana, winter weather advisory there. This is going to be a little bit west of Missoula as you head along I-90, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, of course, as you head that way towards 4th of July Pass. Right now, 33 degrees and rain. So you want to at least be aware of that as you travel up into the passes there. Also, winter weather advisory just west of, east of Seattle, Washington. As you come out of Seattle there, we've got the rain around Seattle, also around Portland as well, and you're going to find sleet and so forth as you come along the interstate. Also, dense fog advisory, this is going to be in southern Oregon and also southern Idaho as you come down towards Boise, through also, I should say, as you come down through Baker City, heading towards Boise. So we have that going on there. And then also tonight, Captain, we've got the high wind advisory that's going to be brewing in Southern California for a light Santa Ana event. So if you're out in the high desert, you definitely want to be careful with your low-profile vehicle. Up in Northern California, Donner Pass, 29 degrees right now. No snow, no rain, but it's going to be sunny weather, but just make sure you got your fuel right when it starts to get that cold as you're coming through that pass. Back to you, Captain.
Well, let me just put it this way. You talked about 29 degrees on Donner Pass. How about up in Montana tonight? Or, I'm sorry, up in North Dakota tonight. Coldest state in the country. Average temperature that I'm looking at is probably about 20 below zero. There's temperatures up in the 30 below zero range up along the Canadian border, all the way down to the 15 to 20 below zero range down along I-94, over into Fargo, over to Bismarck. And then Minnesota, you've got below zero weather up there. You've got some probably going to have a little bit of a light dusting of snow coming through a little bit later. And Iowa, you've got temperatures in the single digits and at or near zero in some areas. Wisconsin, same thing. Up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan, same thing. Western side of Michigan, along the east side of Lake Michigan, you've got snow all the way down from about Traverse City down to just about Gary, Indiana right now. So that doesn't happen that much, but you've got snow coming in that area. And then, of course, the western side of Illinois, you've got some very cold temperatures there, too. Single-digit numbers out there, especially around the Quad Cities. Now, we've got some very cold temperatures tonight in the northern part of Arkansas and some freezing temperatures that are also continuing all the way down into Louisiana. And parts of Mississippi, parts of Georgia, and it's just the way it's going to be tonight in Florida. It's going to be cold, but not that cold. Thank God, finally getting a little bit of a warmer night. Now, we do have the southern part of Indiana and the southern part of Ohio and most of Kentucky. We have a wintry mix that's starting to develop. We also have a wintry mix of ice and snow and sleet and ice pellets, which is in the valley, McAllen in Brownsville, Texas tonight, comes north for probably 75, 80 miles until you get into freezing cold temperatures with the possibility of some snow from just south of San Antonio all the way over to Laredo tonight. So that's an unusual event that's going to happen there for sure. And then we've got cold temperatures in the panhandle of Florida back over towards New Orleans and back over towards Texas. But you'll find a wintry mix going up from South Carolina, right about Myrtle Beach, up towards Columbia, and over towards Florence, up by 95, right up into North Carolina, Raleigh and Fayetteville, and the 95 up into Virginia, and then the southern part of Virginia as it goes towards Norfolk at the present time, but that's going to change as daylight brings around more weather coming back towards the central part of Virginia, which will include Washington, D.C. Now, we do have a light dusting of snow going on right now in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, as well as over towards the southern part of New York, northern part of New Jersey. So we've got a wintry mix on the East Coast. And, Kyle, you got you got about a minute here. You can go 30-30 with the pilot Flying J and whatever else you want to toss in there.
All right. Well, also, Captain, don't forget we want to wish Leo a happy birthday.
Yay!
That's right. It's Leo's birthday, so happy birthday to Leo. And, yes, folks, the Pilot and Flying J, the good people of the Pilot and Flying J, bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every night here on the broadcast. And professional drivers, you know, with the My Rewards Plus app, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. So all the different things that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J, fuel, supplies, food, all that goes into your points. And when you accumulate all these points, you can continue to simply come in and get a bunch of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J when you drive in. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, do so today. You can do it on site. You can also go to pilotflyingj.com to sign up for the Drivers Club. Download the My Rewards Plus app. Start tracking your points. And also, don't forget to use the locations function at the Pilot and Flying J website, pilotflyingj.com. You can find the nearest one to your location. Pull in, get a hot cup of coffee, especially with those cold temperatures out there.
Or a hot cup of chocolate.
Yep, a hot cup of something.
Hot cup of soup. All right, hold on. All right, folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two coming right up. And we'll have a lot more for you. And, yeah, we're going to keep our eyes on the roads tonight because we do have this developing system coming from the south, moving to the north.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.